Hello, my friends. Today, I talk about the back exercise. It's how to do trap bar deadlift. I'm reading this article for you. By this way, you can save time. Let's go. Standing in the center of the trap bar, be careful. If your body is centered in the trap bar, there will be a lot of instability. Your legs are slightly spread with your back rigid and a little bit arched. Bend your leg to have your thigh a little closer to the horizontal. This position may be different from one person to another depending on the morphology and the ankle flexibility. For example, a person who has long femur and long arm will have thigh a little higher than the horizontal. A person with short femur and short arm will have thigh at horizontal. With your arm stretched, take the handle and be careful to center the grip of your hands. Be careful with heavy weight because a non-centered grip will work the trap bar forward or backward. Inhale and block your breathing. Squeeze your abs and your lumbar region. Lift the trap bar by strengthening your legs and be careful to not round your back during the movement. Exhale at the end of the effort. Maintain the extension of your body. Your body is straight for 2 seconds. And go down with the trap bar, keeping the abs and the lumbar region squeezed. The trap bar deadlift works all your muscle body as a classic deadlift. The difference is that the central position of the bar makes it possible to limit the tilt of the torso, which reduces the intensity of the work of the glutes and the lumbar region and transfer a part of the effort toward the trunk, the quadriceps. If for this reason, the trap bar deadlift can be included in a specific program to work the thigh and can be replace squat in some cases. The upper part of the trapezius works deeply with heavier weight. A little note, for people who suffer from lower back, this exercise is safer than the classic deadlift. Thank you for listening to me, and have a nice day.